This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Now 7 and a half the hour, another hour begins with conversation. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan, Jennifer Horn, the DJV experience every day for 3 hours. Join us, have some fun, learn something, find out about important people. The world is full of important people. The world is full of good people. The world is full of people who have something to say. And so I like to think that the people we have on this program, some of them are famous, some of them have something to say, and they're, you know, sometimes one and the same. I've invited a gentleman named Joey Herrick to visit with us, and also Warren Eckstein, who is from the Pet Show and spends a lot of time with us every week. I've not had the pleasure of meeting Mr. Herrick before. Started his career at 14 years of age, played the drums for Chuck Berry, Henry Mancini, Nancy Wilson, the Captain and Tennille. He was in the band on the Johnny Carson Tonight Show. He was on the Merv Griffith Show, Mike Douglas Show. So why is he here with Warren Eckstein? Well, he's a pretty successful entrepreneur, hardworking. He built a food business with Phyllis Diller and Dick Van Patten. And from that came the Natural Balance pet food line. And with that came an awareness, Warren, of natural food for pets. I think that this was, I don't mean coming lately to the show or to the focus on how to keep your pet healthy. But that's really what Natural Balance is. I know I remember looking around when Charlotte was little, Joey Herrick, welcome to the program, by the way. I had a bulldog. Her name was Charlotte. She lived to be almost 15 years of age. And one of the things I credit with her long life is Warren would tell me how bulldogs don't live much beyond 8 or 10 years of age and how miraculous it was that she lived to be almost 15. And if she hadn't been in an accident, I think she'd probably still be with us today. One of the things was because we fed her very well, and we did use your pet food line. I guess I would be interested as to how you came up. I mean, given your background, what brought you around to creating with Van Patten this Natural Balance pet food line?
Well, you know what? I always loved animals, and I created a food line with Phyllis Diller, and I actually put on the market the first ever chicken chili in a can, and that was successful. I sold the company, and I told my wife, you know, that was really kind of an easy thing to do. It worked really well. And I said, why don't we just take all that money and let's put it into pet food because we love animals. I was actually walking dogs on weekends for a charity called Mutt Matchers, so I was really into animals.
Mutt Matchers?
Mutt Matchers.
Wow.
It was a charity here in the, many years ago. And so I'd go up to the shelter and we'd walk dogs and do all that stuff, and we loved animals. So we started with that. I figured I would, you know, it'd be 2 or 3 years, kind of like the chili line, and, you know, I'd maybe sell it. But as I got into it, I loved it. I loved working with animals. I didn't want to really travel anymore. And, people would call me to go on the road playing drums, and I would turn them down. Oh, can't go. I got my, you know, pet business. I'd turn them down again. You can turn people down 2 times, but after you turn them down a couple of times to go on the road, they actually stop calling you.
Stop asking.
And, and I was so committed to the pet food company. I said, listen, we love this. Let's make it into a big company. and we made it into a very big company. And what's actually interesting, the very first trade show I ever did, I had a little 10-foot booth, and who did I set up across from but Warren Eckstein? And Warren, he was right across from us, and I was so excited because he was already becoming a legend in Los Angeles in the pet industry, and so here we are, our very first show, and I set up right across from Warren, who was extremely nice to me. And I was just a little, you know, small getting started company, but I always remembered and appreciated Warren being so nice to me at the very beginning.
All right, Warren, your turn.
By the way, hello, Joey. How are you? It's great to hear your voice. Same here. Sitting here in Las Vegas, I spent the day, speaking of animals, I spent yesterday with $2 million horses at the Wayne Newton Estate. What amazing horses this guy has.
So, but Warren, let's talk about with Joey natural pets. I'm sorry, natural food for a pet, something that I've just taken for granted because that's what I try to eat, and I want my dog to eat as well, if not better, than I do. Are more and more people conscious of this? What kind of questions do you get about these sorts of foods when you do your pet show?
You know, constantly, probably people are so much more concerned now about what they're feeding their pets. However, they're being fooled by a lot of companies, you know, whether it be organic, whether it be natural. Natural Balance is a great food. I have nothing but praise to say about Natural Balance since it came out. But people are really interested. What I'm finding is, because of the relationship with their pets being so much better, that what we do for ourselves, it takes a couple of years down the road, but now people are really conscientious about making sure that their dogs and their cats are getting the best, most natural food available on the markets. And the food industry is responding to it.
So, Joey, you built this business up, then you sold that, and you've taken the money to create the Lucy Pet Foundation, which you named for a Chihuahua. Warren, you had a do you still have that Chihuahua?
Well, he kind of thinks he's a Chihuahua. It's something else. He's a generic dog, Doug.
Oh, he is. So, Joey, let's focus on this and what people... This is the time of year when people want to give back. They want to support things that are good or makes them feel good. And here we have this this foundation that you've set up, the Lucy Pet Foundation. What's the goal?
Well, the goal is to stop pet overpopulation because 80,000 dogs and cats every week in the United States are euthanized. So I have mobile spay and neuter trucks here in Los Angeles, and I've been very blessed in Los Angeles because I put $2 million into it, getting it set up, and we've done over 12,000 spay and neuters here in Southern California. And but this year we actually started with the city of Los Angeles. We built up such a great reputation as to how the bus is actually run, and it's really a first-class bus. I mean, Dr. Karen Halligan is the chief veterinary officer, and she's a great surgeon. And the city actually gave us a contract to do 10,000 animals, so we work for the city, and we go into low-income areas here, and we spay and neuter for free, and which is something I want to do all over the whole country because it really it's the only way you're going to really stop it.
I would like you, when you get to the East Coast, I'm an Angelian during the bad weather months. I spend a lot of December and January, February, March out there. I would consider it an honor to meet you and to try to figure out how I could help you on the East Coast, because I have a farm outside of Boston in a town called Framingham. And one of the things I'm trying to figure out what to do with it now as I move it into another position is how to, we were talking about a bovine, canine, and equine sanctuary. And with that, I could see setting up the place to have somebody like you or an organization like yours be on the premises maybe every weekend. People bring their cats and their dogs from all around. Maybe we go to the places like you're talking about, some of the low-income areas in Boston and Worcester, and do the same sort of thing.
You hit the nail right on the head, and that's one of the reasons. And I've been to their vans. Their vans are amazing. I would have surgery in a Lucy van. I guarantee you that. But the bottom line is this: that for 30 years I've been preaching the importance of spaying and neutering. And you can go into the neighborhoods and you can talk about it. Go into the schools and the worst neighbors. I've been in Harlem, the South Bronx, South Jamaica. The bottom line: the fact that Joey and the Lucy Foundation brings the spay and neuter to the area makes all the difference in the world. And ultimately, down the road, it's going to save a lot of animals from being euthanized.
Yeah. Joey, go ahead. You were starting to say something.
And I started this, when I sold the pet food company, when I had the pet food company, I gave millions of pounds of food away to all the animal rescue groups because it was my feelings that the animal rescue groups were the ones saving all the lives. They were going to the shelters, taking dogs and cats off death row and putting them in foster care. So I gave them food always. But when I sold the company, I didn't have food to give anymore, so I realized I did have to give back because dogs and cats provided a wonderful life for me and my family. Some people thought I was just going to retire and off into the sunset, but I knew I had to give back, so I decided that I needed to get on the other side of it. So I started the foundation. I don't take a salary from it.
What you've also done is start another company. Beside the Lucy Pet Foundation, you started Cats Incredible Litter, which is a litter
which
that stops the stink of ammonia that comes out of these cats. And that's a good thing in and of itself. But you don't, your company takes all the money and spends it on this Lucy Pet Foundation as well. So you're not the Cats Incredible Litter line, which is a commercial entity that people ought to be using anyway. But the money that comes from it is also used on spaying and neutering the cats and dogs, yeah?
Yes, I put $2 million into it. My wife reminded me of that into the foundation. And I'm not really a fundraising person. There's an expertise to that, and that's not me. But I do know how to start products from scratch and put them, on the shelves and sell products, so I started Lucy Pet Products, and I could have never scripted what's happened with that. And I don't take a salary from that. So the profits, go back into the foundation. And the litter is really amazing. I got asked by somebody in the pet industry. They said, "You're so creative. Come up with something for litter. It's a boring category." I said, "Okay." And so I thought about it. I actually came up with an interesting package, which I patented in 49 countries. It's the first ever bag with a two-handled bag with a pour spout, so it's easy to carry out of the store or use. And then, what happened after that was really amazing because I found this breakthrough technology that actually stopped ammonia from forming in the litter box. And we launched this product in March at the big trade show, and we just got it on the shelves in, all over the world, actually, in probably the last 2 months. And it works unbelievable. Nobody in the litter industry ever talked about ammonia in the litter box until us. And so we're talking about it because we make sure that it never develops in the first place. Because when you walk into somebody's house and you go, take a whiff.
Oh, my God,
they have cats.
I've been using this litter for the last month or two, and it is, and I never thought that I would hear myself raving about cat litter, but it's so incredible because it makes cleaning the box easier because when you scoop it, you're getting hit in the face with that ammonia in your eyes, which you think can't be good for your cat. I mean, that just cannot be good for their health. If it's bothering you, it's got to be bad. I know for pregnant women, it's a lot of, people go, "Should I be cleaning out cat boxes?" I mean, this totally takes away that smell. It's amazing.
It stops the cats from using it. Over the thousands of calls I get every single week in the various shows I do, I got to tell you, the number one question is, why is my cat not using the litter box? What can I do to get rid of the stink in the litter box? So anything that's going to make the client happy, anything that's going to make the cat happy and doesn't stink in my house is good for me.
All right. So let's send people to the LucyPetFoundation.org to find out more about how Joey Herrick is helping pets that way. I think you also ought to be looking for this commercial product, Cats Incredible Litter, and also pass along whatever, if you feel like giving. It would seem to me this time of year, if you feel strongly, it certainly is one of my mantras. All you do is look at my Facebook page or the Facebook page of the woman in my life, and you see one of the things that we have in common is protecting the animals that don't or can't protect themselves. This is very important to me, and I'm not kidding, Joy. I think you and I and Warren ought to have lunch sometime over the next month or so and figure out how I might be able to help you here in this area on the East Coast. But this is a noble effort, and this is the kind of thing that people I don't want to make a political statement, but all these people who yammer about, you know, trying to tax the rich because they don't pay. Here's a perfect example of a guy who was successful on his own. He created something that's helpful. This is the kind of stuff we need to encourage. So again, the Lucy Pet Foundation and Cat's Incredible Litter. A pleasure to meet you, Joey Herrick. And Warren, thank you for being here. 21 after the hour.
Lead non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
The EPA says the air in our homes is up to 5 times more contaminated than outside air. The solution is not just to filter your air, but detox it. UVforLife.com now offers a doctor-recommended UVforLife.com sterilization unit to kill over 99% of viruses, bacteria, molds, and dangerous chemicals. Go to UVforLife.com. Add promo code GCN at checkout to save $100. That's UV, the number 4, life.com. UVforLife.com. Don't just filter your air, detox it.
Gracious, it's 23 and change. Actually, I'm 24 at the hour. Music time. And the focus on this list of the biggest selling holiday songs ever, from that which is downloaded. We're coming up with all kinds of lists for holiday songs. This is where we got started. We've gone through the top 10, and now we're at number 1. This is the most downloaded holiday song of all time. No surprise, from 1994. Did that movie go back that far? Was that movie 1994? You're kidding.
Isn't that crazy? Yeah.
Really? Wow. All I Want for Christmas Is You. Crank this puppy up, will you please? Ooh, baby. That's a bad one. Great. Love Actually. The name of the movie. What a cute, wonderful movie. Liam Neeson is in it. The actor died.
Colin Firth.
Colin Firth is in it with that guy. That's such a great part of the story. Hugh Grant.
Hugh Grant as the Prime Minister.
It's a wonderful movie, it really is. Speaking of Mariah Carey, there are a lot of different types of food, but she says she only eats two. Two. There are at least 100 types of food. Mariah Carey says she only eats two of them.
And what are those two types?
What would those two be? Okay. This is an interview that she did with E! This week. She says in her diet, she eats Norwegian salmon and capers. That's it.
A nut.
Salmon.
Here's why
and
she's
capers.
A nut. This doesn't surprise me, by the way. Yeah. Salmon and capers. Remember what her closet used to look like during the 90s where it was just all the same dress?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
It was that stretchy spandex long sleeve dress. Yeah. And she had like 50 of them, all the same. Yeah. So, doesn't
you're
really
right.
Surprise.
It's really not that surprising.
Gucci Arty used to wear the same dress. She had five. She had six dresses. They all were the same, a top and a bottom, exactly the same design, but they were different prints and stuff. She had six different dresses, and she wore them so she had six, so she wouldn't wear the same on Monday. One week it was Monday, the next week it was Tuesday. Imagine we made a study out of that in the, what was it, the seventh grade or the eighth grade or something.
When I was in third grade, Mrs. Lullis was my teacher, and she would wear the same outfit 3 days in a row and recycle on Monday, the Wednesday, Thursday, recycle Monday, and she'd just spray more perfume on. So by Wednesday, you were thick in that room.
All right. Also today, we are celebrating with some of the new additions to the Grammy Hall of Fame that were announced yesterday. Memorable, inspiring recordings that have to be at least 25 years old. We finished last hour with the Jackson 5's ABC. So we start our tribute to the Grammy Award winners with Lalo Schifrin's theme from the original TV show, the original theme from Mission Impossible. You can't. I mean, they got the same thing. They've updated it a little bit with the movies, but it's the exact same theme. So that's cool that that's in the Grammy Hall of Fame. Also, this song, this was the first hit of four number ones, 10 charted songs for Leslie Gore. What a name. No relation to Al. This song is called You Don't Own Me, 1963.
This song, I think, has gotten a big boost this year because it was in Suicide Squad. Or
was
at least the cover of it was, yeah.
Well, there you go. All right, so that's another one of the Grammy Hall of Fame additions. Louis Armstrong and his orchestra. Wow. This is so completely fabulous. When the Saints go marching in. New Grammy Hall of Fame. Crank this up. This is it. We can spend the rest of the day listening. In that number, when the Saints go marching in. What are you getting past me? Go ahead,
Maria Trilogy with your astrological forecast for the week of Monday, November 28th to December the 4th. The moon will be traveling through the signs of Sagittarius, Capricorn, and Aquarius. And these are very uplifting, encouraging, and energizing signs. So if you are any of those signs, this is your week to powerhouse. Anyone can get value from these three signs. At the beginning of the week, we're going to have a new moon. This is the time to start a new project. You want to begin the manifestation of any new goals, dreams, or desires. So take this opportunity throughout the week to focus on what it is you want to bring into your life. You can find more information at MariaFrancesca.com. Have a wonderful week.
Do you want to lose all your money? Well, I've got some bad news for you. The stock market is a rigged game, and it's rigged against you. What Wall Street doesn't want you to know is that there is a way you can protect and grow your wealth. The people using this approach didn't lose a penny when the market crashed in 2000 or 2008, and they won't lose a penny in the next crash. In fact, their money will continue to grow safely year in and year out, even when stocks, real estate, and other investments tumble. A free report detailing this savings program is now available. This free report shows how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your retirement in the Wall Street casino. This is the best way to have a 100% secure retirement. It far outperforms any IRA or 401k. To get this free report, visit bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com. Bank on yourself.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Cylinders at the controls in our studio in Washington. Now we turn things over to our Los Angeles correspondent, Jennifer Horn, with the latest on this settlement in the sexual abuse case. If you are easily disturbed or disgusted, you may not want to listen to this story because it is disgusting. There are all kinds of aspects of it, frankly, that are disgusting.
It's horrible. This teacher that taught with Miramonte in the Miramonte School District, South L.A. Elementary School, was 32 years old back in 1983 when the first claim came in about inappropriate behavior. Somehow the school district, L.A. Unified, overlooked that claim. Overlooked the subsequent claims until 2012 when he was arrested on 23 charges of lewd conduct. This is the guy, and I'm going to try to say this as gently as possible, who, and everybody remembers the story, he played the tasting game, which was his bodily fluids on crackers that he would feed to children in his classroom. And I think some of his students, sadly, were special needs kids to make this story even worse. He got into trouble, but the school district could not fire him because he was tenured. I believe he just got fired maybe within the last year or so.
So he collected his paycheck for 4 years and did nothing.
That's right.
Because he was protected by the union.
The initial charge started when he was a brand new teacher, 32 years old, young teacher, back in 1983. You can only imagine the reign of terror we probably don't even know about that this guy perpetrated on his students. 81 students so far have won settlements from LA Unified over this particular teacher. Now the latest is the school district paying out 12 former students a total of just over $1 million, which was actually a much smaller sum than was previously offered to these victims. So obviously they were fighting back and forth. LA Unified only had to pay $1 million spread out to 12 former students.
Good God. What's wrong with America? There it is, right there.
Yeah.
Okay, here's something else that's wrong with America, in my estimation. Moving up the coastline from L.A. to San Francisco. This is so
it only
amusing.
Gets better in California, yeah, yeah. Really.
Listen to this, ladies and gentlemen. The City of San Francisco Board of Overseers, or whatever they call themselves, is going to spend, or says they're going to spend, $5 million of taxpayer money.
So they can continue breaking the law.
Yeah. So they can keep breaking the federal law and fight against the Trump administration if they start to deport people and they come into San Francisco to grab people who are here illegally and have come. It's not just any illegals, but the illegals that are committing crimes that go to jail when they come out. San Francisco says, we'll put you up. Come on to San Francisco. We'll take good care of you.
The most famous one, and for San Francisco, this totally surprises me because we all remember, because it's only about a year old, the story of Kate Steinle, who was that young woman who was shot on the pier when she was right next to her dad. They were having a great dad-daughter date day, just standing there all by themselves, hanging out. And this guy comes up and shoots her. She dies, and you find out that this guy has been in and out of the prison system 5 different times
in San Francisco.
It's
illegal.
And it allows to continue his crimes without being sent back. I think we can all be compassionate about the plight of some people that immigrate to this country. And yes, by nature, what they do is illegal. But when you actually have immigrants who are here, they're not following the law of the country, and then they continue to break laws and hurt people. A big problem for the immigrant population is drunk driving. I mean, this is a huge issue. They get put in jail, and what's supposed to happen is after they're let out, they're supposed to be turned over to ICE, to the Customs and Immigration Enforcement Agency. And most of these sanctuary cities, California has 300 of them, just let them out on the streets again. Yeah. And in this effort to be humane, America's hurting their own citizens. And
how can anybody in their right mind think this is okay?
How do you justify it? You can't.
They do. Somehow people's mind is so warped that they think this is the way to handle the situation. I told you the story a couple of weeks ago about these three characters that are in Framingham, two of them just got charged with murder. One guy with the drunk driving and then running somebody over and killing him. This guy has been in and out of the system 3 times. He's been convicted of 3 crimes in Framingham. He's been deported 3 times, and he's back 3 times. How many times? Framingham isn't even a sanctuary city, although there are people who live here that have come to town meeting and said, well, maybe we should put aside $500,000 to take care of some of these people who are here illegally. Maybe this little corner of Framingham can be a sanctuary. What are you, nuts? So this is going on everywhere, but San Francisco is the best example of the craziness that comes about as a result of this kind of stuff.
Well, and you have Los Angeles, who just made the announcement last week that they're hiring attorneys to be prepared for when President, you know, when it becomes President Trump, and they want to be prepared so that they can start fighting these people being asked to be turned over to the government after they commit crimes. It's like, this is our taxpayer money that's being spent in totally inappropriate ways. When there are potholes all over the street and there's crime and all this homeless problems and they're spending the money on lawyers for this, it's ridiculous.
It is. All right. Quick check of what's going on in the world of sports. NFL Hall of Famer Eric Dickerson in the news today. He's going to be in the upcoming Celebrity Apprentice. Says he will never go to another Rams game as long as Jeff Fisher is the coach. And part of this has to do with Britney Spears, Victoria. Why is Victoria Spears a
focus?
Don't blame
Britney for the Rams. Yeah, well, apparently because Britney, when she's on the sidelines, she's very positive and she encourages the team. And apparently the coach feels that Eric Dickerson is yelling at the players. And
she's dating him, right?
No, they are not. They have no relation to each other whatsoever.
Oh, I thought
except that they both are Rams fans.
Really? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Right,
now, he's a much older guy, but, so he resented the fact that he was told to act more like Britney when on the sideline at Rams games, so he is now boycotting Rams games.
Really? Huh. Good old Britney. I've always liked her. Well, not always, but I think she's an interesting character.
I'm pretty sure that doesn't go over well, though, when you tell a retired football player
right.
they should act more like Britney Spears,
and he's in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah. Probably doesn't sink in too much.
Right.
Right. Okay, in a moment, we're going to help you help yourself if you're shopping online. We have a guest expert who is very focused on online shopping trends. So if you're trying to figure out where to go, what some of the proper domain names are, what's the business of shopping all about this year, Maris Callahan will join us with some expertise for used guys in just a moment here.
Welcome to Staples. Staples guy, I desperately need a new office PC this holiday, but switching computers is scary.
Well, now buy any PC at Staples and get free 30-day tech support.
So someone will help me set it up?
Yep.
Help me connect to my network?
And your printer. And if you order online, we'll have it ready in-store in an hour.
That is just what I always wanted. You really outdid yourself, Staples guy. You know me so well.
Well, we just met, so.
Best holiday ever!
Turn year-end stress into holiday success. Staples, make more happen.
In winter, you can practically hear your skin changing. Drying out, flaking, tightening, becoming itchy, irritated, and inflamed. You need the fast relief of Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing Anti-Itch Cream. Unlike regular lotion, Cortisone 10 relieves itch and irritation with 1% hydrocortisone, the strongest non-prescription itch medicine, plus 7 healing moisturizers. With Cortisone 10,
no more
fun! Winter can just sound fun again. Cortisone 10, feel the heal. Use as directed.
Temps are dropping, and you know what that means. It's coat time. Make Burlington your cold weather headquarters today. We're packed with super warm, super stylish coats for the whole family, from fashion to classic, quilted to parka, and much more. Plus, there are endless scarves, hats, gloves, and boots from all the top name brands everyone loves. Up to 65% off other retailers' prices every day. Style so good, you'll look forward to getting caught in the cold. Burlington, style for everyone.
All right, 44 past the hour now. Jennifer and Victoria and Doug with Maris Callahan, who is a personality on television, does a lot of writing, expertise in branding. She's a longtime blogger, and I think that's where it comes in. Although she runs Name Kitchen, name.kitchen, an online hub that celebrates the art and science of naming. So let's talk about some of the present online shopping trends, if we can, Maris, with a focus on if we can tell whether women are doing more buying than men, and if that's the case, where are they going? And there must be some demographic breakdown, isn't there, of who's shopping online?
There certainly is, and that's a great question. But one thing that is for certain, Doug, is that men and women are both flocking to online shopping and using their mobile devices this year.
Mm-hmm. All right. So what sort of thing, if we can separate men and women out, the biggest and the brightest trends
that people will see. We can start with the women and what they're doing with their dollars online. Is there a category, or is it just pretty much so broad it's hard to categorize it?
Well, it's very broad, especially around this time of year when, you know, men and women are making purchases for, you know, for each other. So people are making purchases that they might not traditionally do for themselves during other seasons. But this is such a big time of year for, you know, for retail sales. It's, in fact, this holiday season is when most retailers generate about 25% of their sales. Mm-hmm. And, you know, both men and women certainly make up that amount. And what's even more impressive, I think, is that mobile shoppers are making up more than half of all e-commerce traffic. So more than half of the people who are shopping online are using a mobile device, like a smartphone or a tablet.
Mm-hmm. All right, ladies, Victoria, Jennifer, what are you, you spend both of you time online shopping. What are you doing? Where are you going? What kind of places?
I have done every bit of my shopping this year online, and progressively over the last couple of years, I would do a little, like I do a mixture. I still like going to the stores, but then I do some online shopping. This year, I have noticed that I've started using my app too, and I know you just mentioned that. There's great things because you can actually get special coupons because it seems like retailers are trying to direct people to the apps. I saved a lot of money with extra coupons that were just strictly available in the apps, which are really cool.
Yeah.
They're great. I love, you know, there are a few apps that I really like. A lot of retailers have their own apps, which is great. It can get a little crowded on your smartphone, but they're really good deals that are only, you know, exclusively applied when you use the app. And there's also one called Honey, which you can use on your desktop or your mobile device, and that helps you find the best discount codes. I always tell my friends and family, never pay for shipping. You should always look for that discount code. And if you're in store and you're making a big ticket purchase, sometimes those are a pain to carry home, or, you know, maybe you want to surprise somebody with a special gift. So I always like to look for those special shipping deals and make sure you're getting the best bang for your buck.
So, Victoria, I'm not going to spend any time on men because I'm the only guy here and I don't buy anything online. Well, not much. Anyway, but Victoria, what's your experience versus Jennifer's?
I think mine's exactly the same as Jen's. I mean, I would say I'm 100% online for holiday shopping, and throughout the rest of the year, probably 75% of everything I buy is online.
All right.
Apps as well, you know, with the special discount codes are great.
I've got an interesting idea here. In terms of buying something for the person who has everything, there are, according to some research that's been done, these domain names that you can buy for somebody, you know, somebody that has fun, you can, and you don't have to use .com. What are some of the things that people can buy for domain names for the person who has everything, like you're the flower.net or something? I'm just coming
you're
up
the
with
flower.
That. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.com.
Thank you.
There are so many great options now, even online retailers, but, you know, businesses, brands, individual consumers who have a hobby or a blog are ditching the .com, and they're picking new options like .shopping, .photography, .photos, .life. You can even buy a website that ends in .pizza or .dog. And
oh, I love it. Doug.dog. How about that?
Yep. So how do you get these, though? How do we send people? Because, again, this is an idea. I like ideas that are different. This is certainly different. How do you go about getting these?
You go to wherever you would normally buy a domain name. In the U.S., GoDaddy, Google, name.com are all options. And, you know, they're great for two purposes. First, if you want to get somebody, you know, who has everything, a quirky gift, a .email website address is great because you can actually buy your last name .email. So I could be maris@callahan.email. So that's a fun kind of family gift, and then you can give everyone in your family their own personalized email address. But you can also support a lot of small businesses, a lot of women-owned businesses, by shopping on a lot of different websites that end in, you know, .coffee, .clothing, .watch. And even Amazon uses a lot of these different options. So you'll definitely be seeing them when you're doing your shopping.
Some for us to keep in mind is looking for things unusual. Maris, thank you. Maris Callahan here with some good ideas for the holidays. 10 before the hour.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, and if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-441-9833. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-9833. Again, that's 1-800-441-9833.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
To another movie Chuck Curry wants us to focus on, A Night at the Museum, and thus the musical theme from, what, there are two, three, four, how many of these movies?
Three of them.
Another one in the works?
Yeah, I don't know about that. Ben Stiller's birthday today, 51 years old.
Ah, and who else? Let's see, wasn't...
you have a favorite Ben Stiller movie, Doug, or Victoria?
I love the Night at the Museum movies. Oh, I absolutely love them. And Rami Malek, who is now such a huge star with Mr. Robot, I mean, this is the first thing I ever saw him in.
Yeah.
I'm a fan of Dodgeball. I find the movie very funny. And also like Tropic Thunder.
Who else was in this? Wasn't in
Robin Williams played
Robin
Teddy
Williams
Roosevelt.
Was in it. Yeah.
And, Owen Wilson.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, well, you just asked me what my favorite Ben Stiller movie is. When Mary Met Harry, was that?
No, Something About Mary.
Something About Mary. I don't, and it wasn't my favorite movie because he was in it. I've always quite liked Diaz.
Cameron Diaz.
Yeah, but he doesn't do anything.
That movie launched him, though. That was a huge hit.
But, yeah. Yeah, right. It was pretty gross. The boys out at the movies. Okay, 55 past the hour. Chuck Curry is here, our movie man. And in Movie Moments, we have movie news, which is coming right up.
If you run a business, whether you're in plumbing, HVAC, or construction, you know that commercial vans aren't one size fits all. Some vans are too small.
We're gonna have to make two trips.
Others too big.
Watch the top! Watch the top!
You need a van that's just right. That's where the Mercedes-Benz Metris comes in. It's the only available mid-size commercial van with unmatched safety features, a 2,500 two-pound payload, and enough cargo space to hold over 60 sheets of 4x8 drywall. It's big enough for the job, yet it's small enough to fit in your garage. It has a service interval of up to 15,000 miles and the highest residual value in its class, according to ALG. We won't give you a one-size-fits-all van. We'll do you one better, a commercial van that's sized just right for you. The 2016 midsize Metris. Mercedes-Benz. Vans born to run.
Marilyn brought her famous holiday ham with a side of wet coughing. Probably shouldn't eat it, but there goes your husband. Soon everyone's sniffling. It's the flu, but you're not going to get sick because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they suffer through their sore throats, coughing, and aches, you'll teach your granddaughter to make your famous snickerdoodles. Mmm, it's not too late. Shield yourself with the flu and pneumonia shot at Rite Aid. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends both. It's free with most insurance and no appointments necessary. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
All right, 56 past the hour. Movie news. I see that the legend of Ron Burgundy has had its impact on Los Angeles. Will Ferrell has a bar. Does he own these bars? There's one in New York, I think.
There is, yeah. He's not affiliated in any way.
Yeah, I think an investor approached him and they worked out a deal. He probably gets points out of it, but he's not an operational partner.
Is that a stretch? That seems to me to be kind of a stretch.
I think the same investor did. They opened a Tim Burton bar too. Yeah. If I might be right.
Okay, that's pretty exciting.
I would love to go to a Tim Burton bar. I love Tim Burton.
All right. Well, there you go. See, that's why Victoria's
so
there.
Different.
She presents a counter.
Can I start now?
Yes, Chucker. Let's get going here. Movie news. Come on.
You'll like this. The National Board of Review naming Manchester by the Sea year's best picture, Casey Affleck best actor, but they also named the best actress Amy Adams for Arrival, which is she's really good in that movie, and
movie.
I think she's very
great
talented.
Message.
Good for her. Other news: Matt Damon and director Paul Greengrass will make another Jason Bourne movie. The question is why? I guess they make a lot of
why?
Money.
Because they make a lot of money. What are you kidding?
Yeah, I guess so. I like the first one, but second,
I
third,
think they've
not
all
so
been
much.
Good. I've found them all to be entertaining.
Yeah,
Frank.
I'm in the minority on that one.
Okay.
Running time for the new Rogue One Star Wars story: 2 hours and 13 minutes. Comes out December 15th, which is a Thursday night. Fandango says that the ticket sales first day were extraordinary. It's tracking at around $150 million opening weekend. Bradley Cooper and the director of The Accountant, Gavin O'Connor, teaming up for a World War II film titled Atlantic War. Now, if you're a fan of Bradley Cooper, he's currently prepping his directorial debut, which is going to be a remake of A Star Is Born, in which he's going to co-star alongside Lady Gaga. That's very interesting casting. What do you think of that?
That'd be great. I mean, well, she's got a Golden Globe already, so I mean, I can't wait to see her in something else.
Yeah, I like the combination. I think there'll be a lot of interest in that movie, and also solid advanced reviews for Patriots Day with Mark Wahlberg that comes out in theaters December 21st. I'm actually really looking forward to that movie.
Yeah, I think it'll be an interesting movie. Certainly, the Boston area will find it interesting. Chuck Curry.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset Jeans, here to wish you all a Merry Christmas. For over 20 years, we have built a loyal customer base with 100% American-made jeans featuring enhanced fit, comfort, durability, and style. Today, all of our inventory is discounted by 20%, so don't delay. Enjoy a wonderful shopping experience at gusset.com. Thanks for keeping our American dream alive, the original Diamond Gusset Jean.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code RADIO to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.